Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we conclude our discussion on disconnecting. And on Monday, we started out by talking about vacation as a way to disconnect from work and from life and from everything you're doing in terms of responsibilities. And we talked on Tuesday about finding somebody that you trust, because if you truly want to get away and you run a business or you've got an important role within a corporation, you need to find someone that you trust to cover for you. On Wednesday, we talked about the 24/7 mindset, which is sort of the Western mind, which, you know, we're inundated by this 24/7 mentality that doesn't allow us to disconnect because we think we're always on. And the point I made is outside of a few different people, sort of like plumbers and surgeons, you know, people for the most part don't need to be connected 24/7. As a matter of fact, it's probably not necessarily a good thing. So you need to allow for that disconnection. And yesterday we talked about that disconnection and how you do it on a daily basis. And we talked about ways to clear your mind and specifically meditation being the purest form to do that and getting grounded and making it a process where you can do it every day. And today I just want to look at, you know, what is that escape for you? What is it that allows you to stay motivated, that can allow you to maintain the energy, the happiness? And the real question is, what can you do to disconnect? And while vacations are great, we need a daily routine. So I want to ask you, what is that daily routine for you? Do you have it now? And if you don't have it, is there something you can do daily? And it's something you can commit to. And I would strongly urge you to consider meditation. Meditation is a powerful way to do it because that is the purest form. That's something that you can just do anytime, anywhere, just sitting quietly. 10 to 15 minutes a day is enough. That's all you need, especially at the beginning. But just get out there, clear your mind, make the commitment, and do it every single day. What it does is it builds your defenses. When stress comes along, it doesn't hit you as hard. Why? Because you have created a way to defend against it. It's almost like getting in shape, right? You work out every day. You're more able to deal with things that come your way physically. Well, if you meditate every day, it's much like working out. You're more able to deal with things that come your way mentally if you've got the practice in place. So figure it out what it is for you. Make the commitment. Do it every day and just watch the results you get. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator every day, I would just ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, so I ask you to give me that opportunity because I'd love to be that person for you. What it means, it's just committing to join me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and in through your nose. Out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But in the meantime, think about what your escape is. Think about how you can clear your mind. And what is that daily commitment that you're going to make sure that you stay on that path?